This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Metropolitan Police said Saturday the murder of a British lawmaker, David M.S. Sunda, Friday, has been declared a terrorist incident. Ames, who was 69, from Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party, was attacked about midday in a Methodist church east of London. 25-year-old man was arrested at the scene on suspicion of murder, and detectives had said specialist counter-terrorism officers were leading the initial investigation. Politicians described the attack as an assault on democracy. Broadcaster Sky News said the arrested man was understood to be British national of Somali heritage. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said late Friday that it will accept mixed-dose coronavirus vaccines from international travelers, which is a boost to travelers from Canada and other places. The CDC said last week that it would accept any vaccine authorized for use by U.S. regulators or the World Health Organization. Spokeswoman said that while CDC has not recommended mixing types of vaccines in a primary series, they recognize that it's increasingly common in other countries, and it should be accepted for the interpretation of vaccine records. The White House said earlier Friday the new vaccine requirements for foreign nationals traveling to the United States will begin on November 8th for visitors crossing at land borders as well as the international air travelers. This is VOA News. A Chinese spacecraft carrying three astronauts Saturday docked at its space station, kicking off a record-setting six-month stay as the country moves toward completing the new orbiting outpost. Spacecraft was launched early Saturday and docked approximately 6.5 hours later. Two men and one woman are the second crew to move into the space station, which was launched last April. The first crew stayed 3 months. China's military-run space program is planning to send multiple crews to the station over the next 2 years to make it fully functional. U.S. President Joe Biden said former U.S. President Bill Clinton was doing fine in a California hospital Friday after being admitted with a non-coronavirus infection earlier in the week. Clinton, who was 75, had left office in 2001, entered the University of California Irvine Medical Center Tuesday evening for the infection, according to a spokesperson. His doctors say that he went to the hospital after suffering from fatigue and has received both IV antibiotics and fluids. It is not immediately clear when Clinton will be released. Biden, who spoke with Clinton on Friday, said the former president will likely go home soon. Sudan's premier warned Friday that his country was facing the worst crisis of its transition to civilian rule following the ouster of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir more than 2 years ago. The remarks by the prime minister came as Sudan reels from deep divisions among the civilian and military political factions that have been leading its transition under an August 2019 power-sharing deal. Splits in recent months have particularly marred the Umbrella Civilian Alliance, which spearheaded protests that led to Bashir's ouster in April that year. Fractures have also reportedly deepened between civilians and the military, especially following a thwarted coup attempt on September 21st that the government blamed on military officers and civilians linked to Bashir's regime. The Central African Republic's president declared a ceasefire Friday in the government's long-running conflict with rebels, saying that all but two of the main armed groups had agreed to put down their weapons. The country was plunged into a bloody civil war after a coup in 2013. And while the violence has decreased over the past 3 years, armed groups still control large swaths of the country. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.